columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com.
Go to 1043thefan.com and subscribe to The Fan Daily for the latest columns, blogs, news, videos, and more sent directly to your inbox every weekday morning.
It's time to step in the fan's film room, analyzing game tape on the 2020 Broncos, just like Alex Gibbs talking about Mark Schlereth.
That guard did not cut, and I promise you, he got chatted with. That fat ass needs to get his feet moving better than that. And I promise you, when he came off that field, I ripped his
ass. Here to break down the film. The Drive with Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
Our final fan film room in terms of prospect breakdown is Justin Sternad, who came from Wake Forest, and the game we looked at was Wake Forest against UNC this past fall. This is a game that Wake Forest got off to a large lead, 21-0. It looked like they were barreling down the road of a shutout, and then North Carolina came roaring back to the degree that, you know, they had a chance to take a lead if they could, you know, convert late in the game, and ultimately they didn't. Justin Sternad is an interesting guy because he's like 6'3", 230, so he's a little light for a inside linebacker, but he's a little bigger than a safety. But when I watch him out, and it's a little weird because he wears number 23, so it's always a little off-putting, Tyler, when guys are wearing numbers that... I don't know how a linebacker comes up with, like, 23 is their number, but, you know, whatever.
He's an MJ fan.
He's an MJ fan. Perhaps he is. Perhaps that's it.
That's how everybody wears the number 23.
But as I'm watching him, and boy, they had nice things to say about him on the broadcast, and it was your buddy Hasselbeck was on the broadcast.
Yeah, yeah.
As well as, Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee was on it as well. And they had nothing but great things to say about this guy who was a team captain. And he is just one of these dudes who is around everything. He just seems to be involved, as far as I could tell, Tyler, captain of a team, leader, great attitude, and just was in the middle of every play he could be in the middle of.
D-Mac, I absolutely loved what I saw out of Justin Sternad. I mean, he might be one of my favorite draft picks in this entire class.
Agreed.
I'm not even kidding you.
Agreed.
I don't know how he lasted until the fifth round. I guess it's just the injury concerns or what. But, man, is this guy fast on a football field. He is flying around in a day and age in which it is flat out impossible to cover these tight ends. We're all looking for answers on how to cover Travis Kelce and Rob Gronkowski's back. We're going to have to face Rob Gronkowski this year. This guy looks like he might be an answer. I'm not kidding you, dude. He is so fast. He's football fast. I don't know what his actual 40 is, but compared to everybody else that's on that field, the closing speed is just unreal. He closes on guys that are 10, 12 yards away like it's no problem. He's got good hands. I ended up watching quite a bit more film on him than what the minimum requirements were, D-Mac, because I'm an above and beyond type of guy.
Good for you.
I just want to meet the minimum threshold here.
What else did you watch?
I watched a bunch of highlight reels on YouTube.
Oh, okay. All right.
And D-Mac, he's got some hands that you would not believe for a defensive player. He just plugs that ball out of the air like it's nothing on these INTs. He's very aggressive in his tackling. Now, it's fair to ask yourself, can this guy hold up at the NFL level inside the box? Because he's thinner. And, you know, will he get pushed around in the running game? Will he have injury problems? I don't know. But I love the aggressiveness. I've got no concerns about the way he would play inside the box. Shoot, if Brandon Marshall could play as skinny as he was, certainly Justin Sternad could play. This guy's going to be an impact player, and I think he's going to have a role that is significant on defense this year.
In what situations? I like him, too. I like him a lot. And by the way, I now know who's going to win every win sprint. It's going to be this guy.
Right.
He's one of those type of guys. He's kind of wind sprint, you know, because his body's a little odd, right? He's kind of a tweener.
Well, you know what? It's not like he looks overly lanky, though. I mean, he looks strong. He looks stout. He's skinny. He's a little bit bigger than what you would expect for a safety. He's a little bit smaller than what you would expect for a linebacker. But I would definitely play him as a linebacker. And heck, man, in base situations, Todd Davis is on the field. In nickel situations, put Justin Chouinard on the field.
You're gonna like this. It's 44.74.
474, okay.
Which
he looks fast. D-Mac, I'm telling you, he looks faster than that. He really does.
Okay, but it means at 474, he can stay with every tight end that's out there if that's what he's doing. You know, he's not going to be covering, and he probably can stay with most running backs.
He's probably going to be a great special teamer for you. He's got the athleticism to be on all four phases, and he's certainly got the aggressiveness for it as well.
I love this guy. He leapt off the page to me.
Yeah, isn't that funny? You know, we were watching Ajeem yesterday, and I was just kind of like, ugh, I don't know. Like, what is he really doing? He's just kind of a big boy that's out there.
The killer is Albert Okwuegbunam. When we're looking at him, and we're like, you know, dude, how about a little hustle out there, man? How about a little effort for the team? You know, that's where, oh, wait, the ball's coming to you. Now you're trying real hard.
Yeah, but at least you could see the highlights with Albert O. You see that he's going to be a tremendous red zone option.
He's Julius Thomas.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, look, man, I'd take Julius Thomas again, would you not?
Absolutely. It's a more boutique, unique guy. I have fair expectations for it, and that's fine. You just can't have a whole team of attitude like that. This is the 22 Giannos syndrome. Cernad's one of those guys. I was just curious where you saw him, what situations you actually see him playing linebacker.
Yeah, nickel situations. You know, when you're in passing type of situations, we did this.
So who are you taking out? Who are you taking out then? If he's in, who
probably
are you
Todd out? Davis.
Todd Davis. Okay.
Yeah, Todd Davis is my base package guy. He's in there on first and second down, and then when you get to third down, you want your speed guys on the field.
Okay. Wow, so Ty Davis is a two-down guy then, or oh, boy. What, could he overtake Todd Davis?
Oh, maybe in time, but I'm a bigger Todd Davis fan than most people. I think Todd Davis is a fantastic linebacker. He's so well-rounded. He does everything just pretty dang good. He can struggle in the coverage game, just like the rest of these linebackers nowadays. But I'm a fan of Todd Davis, so I'm not going to say he's going to overtake him this year.
Would Sternad get kind of eaten up on the second level by offensive linemen?
Well, that's what I need to see, and it's certainly the biggest concern with him. You know, if you put him in there on first and second down when they're trying to run the ball, an offensive lineman could get his hands on this guy, and he just might not ever get off. So
right.
I don't know. He looks fine at the college level, but I do have my concerns of how that's going to translate.
He whiffed on, I saw him kind of real aggressive whiff on one tackle. I saw him get a sack from the opposite end of the line, meaning he just read the play well and he had the athleticism to get there to the quarterback. I saw him cover. I mean, I saw a lot of cool stuff from this dude. And, you know, hey, listen, inside linebackers, Tyler, they're always involved in everything, right? I mean, that's just the nature of the position.
Yeah.
Everything kind of flows their way. But this, hey, man, this is a...
Of all the guys we've reviewed, I'm just telling you, I got the most excitement about him.
I feel it.
I just watched the film and I just feel like you've got something special in this guy.
Okay.
How the heck did he last till the fifth round?
He's a weird fit. My guess. You know, it's just. But I'm telling you, he's in the same mold kind of as Isaiah Simmons, who was like the most valued guy out there. He's kind of in that same sort of deal. He's like
totally.
A poor man's Isaiah Simmons. So if that doesn't get you excited to watch this guy play, I'm not sure what. So kudos to the Broncos on this one. I mean, really, really good job. That's a great question. I don't know how he lasted till the fifth round, but boy, I'm glad he did, man. And for a position that we've been kind of wringing our hands over, we got a dude. We got a dude in Justin Strnad. I'll be stunned.
Well done, Broncos.
I'll be stunned if he doesn't make a pretty significant impact right off the bat.
That's what I'm saying, man. He's just too good. He's too exciting. He's got to have a role on defense this year.
All right. Hey, the match. Golf talk. And Tiger Woods is breaking down Peyton Manning. This is fun stuff. You'll hear it next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
Tiger, forget it. The match. Tiger Woods. Peyton Manning against scumbag Tom Brady and Phil Calf Nicholson.
The calves are beautiful, though, man. From one man that takes a lot of pride in his calf to the other, Phil Mickelson's calf game is strong.
It is strong.
And not quite as strong as mine. I mean, I don't know if you've ever quite seen my calves, D-Mac. They're a lot of pride in my calf game.
Well, now, especially you're doing the biking thing, I mean, I know. It's going to be ridiculous.
You know what? I'm really excited about these rides with Ragnar. You know, this is going to be a good deal. We're going to turn this into a bit.
You want to explain rides with Ragnar?
Well, I got a newfound hobby. I'm out there biking every single day. I got a mountain bike, not a road bike, but I spend time both on the trails and on the pavement. And today I hit 20 miles, which I was pretty proud of.
There you go.
And I want to do a little bit of a deal here. I want to do maybe once a week we do a ride with Ragnar.
Dude, that sounds awesome, man. That sounds awesome. I got
to
get back.
Now, they got to come to me, D-Mac.
No,
yeah.
I've got a beautiful bike that I've had for a while, and I've been so out of shape, I just haven't used it. And you're inspiring me. You're inspiring me to get it going. That'd
come on,
be awesome.
Man. Come on. You can be part of the rides with Ragnar.
Yep. That'd be really cool.
I do need to get a quick shave in on the sides of my head, though, D-Mac.
Really?
It's been a couple weeks now since I got my hair cut, and it's starting to come in here on the sides. I got to take that razor. This weekend, I'm taking the razor to the sides again.
Okay. Yeah, because you don't want it to. You got to keep it Ragnar-like, right?
Right.
You gotta be careful on that. All right, Tiger Woods, the match is Sunday, 1 o'clock our time, 3 o'clock Eastern. Stokely's been kind of quiet, sort of. Although you notice he was not available today to be on the air with us. You notice that, right?
Yeah, that is a little bit ironic. He's claiming it's because old Carsey turned 14 today.
Yeah.
But he might be on a private plane. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, it's just...
I mean, you know what a great birthday present would be for old Carson?
There you go.
Put him on that private plane. There you go.
You want to
talk about a happy birthday celebration.
Two things could be true at the same time,
correct.
Right?
Correct. Yes.
Meanwhile, I'm looking forward to it. So Tiger Woods was doing an interview, and he was breaking down the swings of Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. So here he is talking about Peyton Manning.
Yeah, Peyton's is a little bit more shallow, more cross, is much shorter. But you also have to understand that Peyton's neck is fused. And so he doesn't have the mobility that, you know, he once had. I played with him pre-fusion and obviously post-fusion. And when he was really struggling with having the numbness in his hand, couldn't feel the football, and he goes off to Denver, becomes MVP, and wins the Super Bowl. So the guy is a stud, unbelievable athlete. So he processes so much information so quickly. Mm-hmm. And is so well prepared, and that's one of the reasons why he was so successful on the football field, and one of the reasons why he's so funny on TV.
Okay, wow, nice words from Tiger Woods about Peyton Manning.
Well, they are teammates, D-Mac.
Right, so he should be ripping Tom Brady then, right?
Absolutely.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, you can see Tom gets that face pretty open at the top and drops it under and then really throws it coming down. But it shallows out nicely. It just, if he could get it a little bit more square and not so open at the top.
There you go.
But then again, that is his natural hand position when he has to throw a football.
See, that's golf ripping somebody right there.
Right. You got to come underneath it. Go underneath, not over the top.
Right.
Over the top causes the slice there, Tommy boy. I was listening to on DenverBroncos.com. They had an interview with Jim Nantz about this matchup.
Okay.
And Jim was he's played with both Peyton and Tom, and he says they're both fantastic players. But he was raving about Tom's swing. He was talking about how it looks like all the professional golfers' swings.
Well, Tiger says this about how it's going to go.
Our team's going to win. It's just a matter of how much we can win by. Do we keep it close? Can we blow them out? That's something we're going to have to figure out on the fly. And Peyton and I will talk about that as we go along. We don't want to, you know, have our viewers turn off if, you know, we're 9 up through 9. So we'll just maybe be 8 up through 9, something like that.
There you go.
Nice.
There you go.
I tell you what, we haven't heard a single word out of Lefty or old pretty boy over there, have we?
No, we sure haven't. Man, isn't it nice to have
them? That makes me a little bit nervous, you know? Like the quiet ones sometimes, those are the ones you got to be worried about.
Yeah, when you got $1 billion in the bank and you're wicked good at golf, it's just, you know, you can just sort of sit back and say whatever you want. Tiger did, though. Here we go, Kevin. Had a crazy Peyton story. Go ahead, Kev.
I remember one of the more daunting tasks I thought was when his neck was really bad and he just got traded to the Broncos and said, you know, how's your tricep doing? Can you feel it yet? You have any strength in it? He said, yeah, you know what? It's doing better. I did 6 push-ups today. I said, seriously, you're a football player. You have to throw a football and you can only do 6 push-ups? He said, yeah. It's better. That's better. Okay, he won MVP that year. Okay, next year we play. I said, okay, push-up test. How many can you do? He dropped down and gave me 20. He said, that's all I got. I said, okay, you only can do 20 push-ups? Super Bowl.
That's pretty amazing, man.
Man, 6 push-ups. Nice.
Great team that year.
How many push-ups can you do, old D-Mac?
How many put right now?
Yeah, right now.
How many in a row? I could probably do a painful 25 if I had to.
Okay.
That's not too bad. It would look impressive.
Hey, no. 25 is not too bad, actually.
Yeah, it's pathetic, though. There was a time, Tyler. I had my time. But that time is come and gone. But what's remarkable, you know, it's interesting when Tiger's talking about Peyton, he says that one of the reasons that he doesn't have quite the swing that he should is because he's got a neck fusion. And, man, I think sometimes we forget about everything Peyton has gone through to get to where he was at.
Man, isn't that the truth? Think about when he came here. Nobody even knew if he could play football. He didn't even have that many suitors out. Peyton Stinkin' Manning didn't have that many suitors in free agency because nobody had any idea if he was going to come back or not. John Elway straight gambled on it.
Yeah. Yeah, to a certain degree, thank God we had Tebow. Because...
Oh, stop it.
No, hold on.
No, just stop it. No.
Wait just a second. Give me a chance.
Oh.
Because Elway couldn't stand Tebow so much that he was willing to take chances like that. Seriously. Hold on. Because Matt Schaub had taken the Texans to the playoffs, and Gary Kubiak did not want to throw away a playoff quarterback for Peyton Manning. But for Elway, to a certain degree, because he just really was done with Tebow, it allowed him to take a chance on something that other GMs might not have.
So in one sense, Josh McDaniels actually did something good for us. He actually did a solid for us by drafting Tim Tebow.
You know, Josh McDaniels was absolutely responsible for Demaryius Thomas being here. And you can make an argument if he was the best or second best receiver, but
Eric
it's that
Decker
type of
was pretty solid.
Eric Decker was a great draft pick, and he was hurt, but DT was hurt too. But McDaniels saw the possibility. McDaniels taking Tebow, it's got a weird boomerang effect. It really does. And Kyle Orton was not going to be the answer. You know, when you really go back, when you really, really, really go back, Tyler, there's no way you should have ever fired Mike Shanahan after taking Jay Cutler in the first round. That is an insane thing to do, because Mike was essentially your GM and coach. And when you make a commitment to that first-round quarterback, if you don't give it a couple years to see it through, Tyler, I think that's crazy football decision-making.
Oh, I totally agree. I guess the craziest part is you let it go twofold. You got rid of Mike Shanahan, and then you brought in a coach that was dumb enough to run off your first-round draft pick.
Yeah, it was insane. It was absolutely positively insane. And then everything is kind of unfolded from there. But the time that we had Tebow Mania here to the time we had Peyton, man, I tell you what we wouldn't give for that time again. I mean, it was some of the greatest times in Broncos history because it was just so exciting. You never knew what was going to happen, and the outcomes were just etched forever. Etched forever. What we'll easily forget are these past 3 years with the quarterback carousel.
Oh, let's hope so. When do we get to forget that?
Oh, hopefully as soon as, you know, as soon as Drew Lock beats the Patriots in New England and the Broncos go on a nice little run. And then he upsets the Chiefs at home, and it'll be forgotten.
Yeah, if we go to back-to-back playoffs, it's all gone. It's all forgotten. We've got the world
yes.
in front of us.
There you go. Let's do that.
Back-to-back playoffs.
Let's do that, and then the 3 years will be – the revisionist history will be about our rebuilding time, which it wasn't. We know it wasn't a rebuilding time, but the revisionist history will say, that's when the Broncos were rebuilding. But, Tyler, my friend, sign me up for that. Sign me up so we can get you back at another parade. This time holding your son at a parade, huh?
No, D-Mac, my son's already been held at a parade.
Oh, okay.
He's been on top of a fire truck at a parade.
Then you
my son's done all right.
All right, hold on. You can hold me at a parade.
Oh, boy, I got to start lifting.
Come on. I swear I'm working on it. I swear I'm working on it. Top six is next.
Columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com.